In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yankees, when we're talking about the Yankees not wasting, you know, a season, it's not the same bar as the Mets, obviously. But for the Yankees, they can't waste a season where you have Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, and it's not guaranteed that you're going to have Juan Soto next year. They can't waste a season where Judge is doing this again. Judge is potentially going to break his own record. He's going to hit more than 62. Like, as soon as I saw him in the Guardian series hit four home runs, I'm like, okay, wait, his pace is changing. His pace was at like 58, 60. Now he's on pace to hit 63. Brian Hoke will join me at 11:30, so we'll do the Mets conversation. We'll table the Yankees conversation. Hoke wrote the book 62 a couple years back when Judge broke the AL home run record. And I jokingly said to Hoke, you're going to have to write 63 or maybe 65 or dare I say 70. There's still some 30 games left. There's still another month of the season left. I mean, the Judge numbers are starting to get really crazy. Like, they're just starting to be dumb at this point, where it doesn't make sense. There's video game numbers. It's this guy, over his last 13 games, has 10 home runs and 8 strikeouts. Yeah, Judge has more home runs than strikeouts in his last 13 games. His name is being placed among steroid users who went absolutely crazy. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Alex Rodriguez, when we're talking about 50 homer seasons. This is Judge. Judge is not on steroids. Judge is just some type of mutant X-Men. The Judge or not. This guy is like something we've never seen. And that's why I've been on the fan for weeks saying, hey, I don't criticize Judge. I'm not counting this guy out. Nobody's saying anything about this man's toe anymore. Nobody's even thinking he could be potentially hurt or injured. Remember, that was the conversation in April. Imagine if in April he just was a little bit more of himself. He wasn't himself at all. That's why we were worried. Well, he missed a little bit of spring training. He slumped. Everybody is human. Even though this guy doesn't seem human, he slumped. And then he's turned it on at a historic pace. And he's doing it with Juan Soto in front of him. So I know the conversations today are going to be about keeping Juan Soto and what the Yankees have to do to keep Juan Soto, especially as Juan Soto is about to go back to Washington, D.C., where he won a World Series, looking to do the same thing with the Yankees this year. And he's about to face his former team and get a hard look at, okay, this is what they turned into after me. They offered him 15 years, $440 million. He turned it down. What's it going to take for the Yankees to keep Juan Soto? And I don't care what it takes. I think all Yankee fans are on the same page with this. Seeing these guys Sunday go back to back to back, seeing these guys just dominate, pitchers don't have a chance. You're just hoping that this continues, not just into the postseason. Sure, we're almost guaranteed that the Yankees have a little bit of a lead in first place in the AL East. And I mean, for my money's worth, they need to win the division. They need to have the best record in the AL to give themselves the best chance to ensure that they get to the World Series, that we can see Aaron Judge. Don't waste his prime, right? Don't waste 1 year potentially of Juan Soto. And I think all Yankee fans are on the same page that whatever it costs, it costs. Like, Juan Soto is a Yankee. He's in pinstripes. We're seeing what Aaron Judge looks like with Juan Soto batting in front of him. You have to keep this tandem together. This Bash Brothers or Mantle and like, no, you have to keep these guys together. As much as Judge's name is also being mentioned with Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig, it's ridiculous. This has to continue. And so for the Mets, we're talking about not wasting a magical season where things like Grimace and oh my God song comes up, and you're getting career years out of guys like a Jose Iglesias. You have guys competing like Luis Severino, way different year than he had last year. You can't waste a year. It isn't just good enough to compete and give us good memories from March to September. They have to make the postseason, and it's still very much on the table, but there's got to be urgency. There can't be mistakes. You got to win games like yesterday, but it's not the worst loss of the year. And the conversation with the Yankees is, listen, Judge is in his prime. How long is he going to be in his prime? I'm not doubting that guy. I'm done doing that. I don't think anybody's doubting him. He's the best thing in baseball right now. He's the best thing to watch in baseball right now. The Yankees are making money. Man, a Sunday like that, I was jealous. I was out of town this weekend. And I'm like, man, if you went to the game yesterday, what a treat. Old Timers Day, we'll forget about that one. Maybe I'll talk a little bit about Will Warren and, you know, obviously Jeter and A-Rod and Mariano Rivera and those guys coming back. But Old Timers Day was very forgettable. But the Yankees responded yesterday with Soto, with Judge, with Giancarlo Stanton. Gleyber Torres, good to see you. Verdugo, keep him down there in the order. You know, the Yankees are in the middle of another historic run from a guy that's going to win MVP again. You can't waste his prime. You got to get this guy to October. You got to get this guy really to the Fall Classic in October. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Don't waste your summer. This is it. I mean, we're coming up on Labor Day weekend this weekend. Don't waste your opportunity. Whatever emails you need to send, whatever business plans you have, whoever you wanted to reach out to, some content you wanted to create, just go for it. The summer will be over before you know it. Football is coming. I think later on today, we'll talk a little bit about Jets and Giants. There's cuts going on in the NFL as well. But really, the conversation today starts with the Mets. Tough loss yesterday. They didn't lose the series, though. Tough loss yesterday against the San Diego Padres, a peer-tier team that's right in front of you in the wild card standings. And then for the Yankees, yeah, they handled business against the Colorado Rockies. I think that story's secondary. The real story is what Aaron Judge is doing. And if we're possibly watching another historic run, if he's going to break his own record, and with Juan Soto in front of him, you got to keep them together. And I think the Yankees know that. I think the Yankees know whatever it costs, it costs. And a lot will be determined by, you know, on both sides, right? I know obviously the competitor for Juan Soto in town right here is the Mets. But I think a lot will be determined on, you know, how the season ends. If the Mets are able to rally and go to the postseason. They're a fun team. They've got some core players locked up and some young talent. I think that can be appealing to Juan Soto to potentially join them. But, I mean, if the Yankees go, there's so many different ways you can look at it. If the Yankees fall short of the World Series, Juan Soto may feel like he has unfinished business. If the Yankees get to the World Series and lose, Juan Soto may feel like he has unfinished business. If the Yankees win the World Series, they may feel like they don't have to pay $585 million for Juan Soto because they got the ring with him in the one-year rental of him. But they also may feel like, hey, we can go back-to-back. Maybe we could three-peat. The American League is wide open. We're going to talk about the Houston Astros and the Baltimore Orioles splitting. We'll talk about how I just don't fear anyone in the AL Central. How if there ever was a year to not waste Aaron Judge's prime, and Aaron Judge himself has to get it done in the postseason. I know he's a 211 hitter in October. So what? This is a different October. It's coming up. We absolutely cannot waste the opportunity that we have to bring postseason baseball back to New York, in Queens, and the Bronx, and have a good time this October.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.